With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Not welcome in the beginning of a brand spanking new edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, like-minded patrons, as we are the lead sled right now. We have a hostile takeover of these powerful microphones, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and sizzlingly powerful mics of FSR emanating live from the Bob and Weave of audio haymakers. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's got the Bourbon Badger a little hot and bothered. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And you know, business is booming. Business is absolutely booming. When I get messages throughout the day, people looking forward to the first live read of the night. Now, that was not the first live read of the night. That was called a tease. That was like a little appetizer for what's to come. But in between the live reads, we have filler, otherwise known as the content of the show. And our lead this hour coming from the Dust Bowl, if you will. Is that an outdated reference? I know that guy in North Carolina gets upset. When I mention North Carolina, I always say Tobacco Road. And that guy gets upset. Do people get upset if I say the Dust Bowl? Anyway, Oklahoma City. I've been there years ago and stayed there. I did a college football game in Norman. Oklahoma City, the stage for Game 5. Dallas in town. Series tied 2-2. That was the setup. Did you watch? Did you watch? Maybe not. Based on the ratings, probably not. So someone named Luka Doncic, we're told he's pretty good, scored 31 points in a triple-double. Not a double-double, a triple-double with extra cheese. And the Mavericks comfortably beat the Thunder. You never got the vibe. Even though Oklahoma City was in striking distance, you never got the vibe that they were actually going to win the game. 104-92 the final. So with that, the Mavs take a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference semifinals. Doncic, who sucked the last game, but not this game. He was 12 of 22, 11 assists, 10 rebounds, sixth career playoff triple-double. Someone named Derek Jones, I don't know who that is, but he had a playoff career high 19. Someone named PJ Washington, I think I know who that is. He had 10 points and 10 rebounds. Dallas shot over 50%, which is pretty good. I didn't play in the NBA, but I think that's pretty good. Now, TNT, this is what I want to get to. So during the day, TNT reported that Luka Doncic was laboring up and down the court in this series. And they had some very dramatic reporting, and they were not alone. There were other people that were reporting similar things about the star in Dallas. So let us discuss the question. Can you explain how Luka Doncic could play so well with what we are told is a damaged knee and ankle? Can you explain to the layman how that could happen? So I've got the big book, Snow White, and Grab Bag. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make an all-you-can-eat buffet and knock yourself out. So A, this is the latest example of my NBA postseason pet peeve. Now, I've complained in recent episodes of the show about how gullible many in the basketball media are, the elites of basketball media. And the way this works, I come in here for 4 hours a night plus a podcast on the weekend, and I am a skeptic, a curious skeptic. I like consuming the sporting news. You can say I'm a sporting news junkie, which is a little different than Jed who fled. He's a different kind of junkie. But I crave information. I do. I crave information. I just don't really believe most of the stuff that I come across because I've seen how they make the hot dogs. That's part of the problem. I was around a lot back in the day, these media events, and I know how this stuff has worked. It's only gotten worse with the social media. But Luka Doncic, the leading scorer in the regular season, had struggled. That's being kind in this series. And so the story was he was playing through a sprained right knee, had a sore left ankle. He was averaging 22 points, which is not, for him, not that great, and shooting 39% in the first four games of this series against Oklahoma. So you're not allowed, though. I've learned this. If you're a headline player in the NBA, if you're at the very top of the pecking order, you're not allowed to play like hot fertilizer. You're not, okay? So what the basketball media have done, and the people that are inside the inner circle, they turn to the big book of excuses, the book of big excuses. And there's an excuse for every occasion. For example, one, and I say this in air quotes, reporter claimed if this were the regular season, Luka would have been shut down for a minimum of at least, wait for it, 2 weeks. That he's that damaged. They breathlessly mentioned that Luka has been getting 2 to 3 hours of daily intense physical therapy. Boy, what a sob story here. Get that violin out. Treating a litany of ailments, including a bum knee, an ankle sprain, a back injury, a sore Achilles. You'd think he was a boxer or something like that, or working a construction job instead of playing 48 minutes with a lot of timeouts. And he didn't even play 48 minutes. And so the reporting was he got the back injury, the ankle, the knee, Achilles, the whole thing. And it's been bothering him for the last 4 months. So you would have thought Luka needed to turn in his Maverick uniform and have that replaced by a hospital gown. But it's a paradise. It's a sucker's paradise, very similar to what we've seen with the Knickerbockers and Jalen Brunson. When the Knicks lose by 30, Jalen Brunson's on half a leg, and then he comes out and he's Michelangelo in the next game, and all of a sudden, it doesn't hurt that much. It's odd how that happens. Now, as far as this Dallas-Oklahoma City matchup, where did things go sideways? That's the question. Where did things go sideways for OKC? So here's the way I broke the game down. I wrote some notes down. You had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, former Clipper, who had 30 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds. Things went haywire because, not because of him, because of Snow White and the 7 Dorts. That's the story. Lou Dort and the other starter shot a combined 17 of 45. Now, you do not have to be Charles Barkley to know that's not going to get it done. They sucked from head to toe, as Torts said back in the day, and that coach in Toronto, it's a complete crap, as that's how he would say it. The NBA would love Luka and Nikola, the international flavor, in half of the bracket. You could have the Knickerbockers with Jalen Brunson, New York, Boston with Jason Tatum, and then on the other side, you've got the Nuggets and Mavericks. Now, the last word here. We're going to pivot away from pro bouncy ball. We go to TV land. Now, why do we go to TV land? I'll tell you. It's a talk show. We heard, and you probably did as well, that Netflix, it's official. They are going to stream at least one NFL game globally on Christmas Day for the next 3 years. Now, as part of the 3-year deal, Netflix is going to broadcast 2 Christmas games this year, and then we'll air at least one holiday game in 2025 and 2026. Now, this year's Christmas Day doubleheader will have Kansas City and Pittsburgh, followed by a game between the Ravens and the Texans. Now, the league has said that they are working with Netflix and other streamers in an effort to bring younger fans to the NFL. Is that how you see it? So I'm going to give this one a super duper eye roll because in no way, shape, or form is this about a younger demo. It is not. It is that phooey, I say to that. Phooey. That is a grab bag situation for the NFL, a money grab bag. Netflix, we are told, according to the Wall Street Journal, they tell us Netflix is paying $75 million per game. $75 million per game. So that means that's an extra $150 million to be divvied up by the members of the cartel of football this year. Extra $150 million out of thin air. That's the reality. And younger fans are not paying for any of this. They're watching on the dark web. They're watching on Russian websites. They're not watching. They're not paying for this. It's the old geezers that are paying for it. It's not the young hipsters that are paying for it. That's not how this is working. Now, I will tell you, I text a person that is someone who has a bit of power, much more than I do, doing the overnight show, who works in sports, who could not sing the praises of Netflix enough and essentially said in so many words that everyone in sports, not just the NFL, the NBA, NHL, everyone is aroused because Netflix is in the game. And Netflix had not been part of sports. They just didn't do it. And then all of a sudden now they're getting fully invested in sports. You had the Tom Brady roast, which is kind of a sports thing because who the hell cares about Tom Brady unless you're a sports person? So you had that, the Mike Tyson Cham fight. They'll be futzing around there in Texas, him and some YouTuber. And now you've got the NFL. So the person I was communicating with is like, well, this just opens it up. You know, if Turner is trying to get out of it, well, Netflix is getting into it. If the old media does not want to be part of it, now Netflix is in. We already have Amazon. They're involved in sports. And so like, oh, this is great. We'll just pivot from the old traditional media, old traditional television, and they'll just go to the new streaming services. So good luck. I will warn you, as we have seen with everything else sports is involved in, inflation. The price of all of these streaming services is going to go up because of sports. To pay for sports, it's going to go up. And we'll see if the audience will be there. They'll get big numbers on Netflix, and people will be watching just like they watched the Tom Brady roast. I think that got 13 million viewers or something like that. Did very well. And so that's the way it is. This is the Ben Maller Show. We thank you for tuning in. Well, you know you have options, not good ones, because you know it's the middle of the night. Who the hell's on? But we thank you for being part of this and consuming the content. It means a lot. And since this particular NBA game, and I think we covered all of it between the Mavericks and Thunder, we just pivoted away to some hot streaming talk for the NFL.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
A bunch of green, literally, all over the place. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Talkmates, as we are slated for Crashville, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and scorchingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the navigation as we circumnavigate around the sporting globe. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. And our guy Blake in Arkansas, who was very lucky, I don't know if that's the right word, but he had the Celtics, the Cavs plus 16, and he won that. So Blake in Arkansas likes that 10,000 number. He's in a good mood. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour from the Commonwealth, Eastern Semifinals, Game 5, Celtics playing host to the Cavs, chance to close it out. This was the early game on the card. Did you watch? No, you did not. You were not partaking? It's a bad job by you. So I watched. I got nothing else going on. Jason Tatum, people say he's pretty awesome. He had 25 points, 10 rebounds as Boston beat Cleveland by 15. I mentioned Blake in Arkansas, our P1. This guy's a business mogul, this guy Blake, and he had sent a message on X. I didn't see it until a little bit later once the game had started, but he had the Cavs plus 16, and it was nip and tuck at the end, but he ended up winning. But the Celtics win by 15, and they advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the third straight season. Al Horford. Now, briefly, I moonlighted on some other sports talk station in Boston. And at that time, Al Horford, his nickname was Average Al. And he's still known as Average Al. And for most of the time this playoff, he's been just kind of taking up space. But not in the game that was played on Wednesday night. Al Horford had 22 points, 15 rebounds, and 6 money balls. The Celtics had 19 three-pointers, which sounds impressive until you consider they shoot the three-point shot pretty much every time down. And so the Celtics win their third consecutive game in the series, and they get a 4-1 series win. And now Boston will sit back and eat donuts, and they'll wait to play the winner of the matchup between the Knickerbockers and the Pacers, New York leading that series 3-2. The Cavaliers, if you didn't watch, you probably didn't, they were extremely, extremely battle-scarred, shorthanded, however you want to say it. They didn't have Donovan Mitchell out with a calf injury, Jarrett Allen, the center, rib injury, and Caris LeVert had a bum knee. Now, since the game was a dud, not a milk dud, just a dud, the content machine was filled by Jason Tatum. Right? There were no pins and needles moments unless you happen to have a wager on the game, but the outcome was not in debate. By about, I'd say about the 9-minute mark, the Celtics put on a burner, and that was it. But following the victory, TNT interviewed Jason Tatum, and they asked Jason Tatum whether the Celtics' consistency over the last couple of seasons has caused voters to overlook him when it comes to awards, mainly the Most Valuable Player Award, which went to Nikola Jokic. Well, we have the audio tape, so let's go to the audio tape. Here's what Jason Tatum said as he responded to that question about the Celtics being so good that Tatum gets overlooked. Let's go to the audio tape.
Oh, man. It's a lot of things I wish I could say, but, you know, that's not for me to decide. You know, everybody has their job, the voters, and vote who they think should win MVP. Jokic rightly deserved that this year. You know, right now, at this point of the season, all the awards are voted on. Only thing that matters is, you know, getting that big trophy. So we can worry about the individual awards later down my career, but this year, just try and get the championship.
Okay. So let's discuss. Jason Tatum, you heard it. He played a little dodgeball on that question about whether or not he's being overlooked for MVP honors. Can you unscramble that? So I've got dog whistle, Greyhound bus, and camper. We'll combine all of these things together, and we'll make fighting words. All right, number one.
Number one.
I would also like to alert all the affiliates. Lorena has eaten the number one. Chicken wing. She has consumed the number one chicken wing. So to answer the question, Jason Tatum dodging the question about whether or not he's being overlooked for these awards because the Boston basketball team is good. The way I interpret it, and I'm never wrong about these things, Jason Tatum gave a passive-aggressive, diplomatic answer. Does that make sense? Does that work for you? Like, he didn't bite the cheese, but he kind of did. He nibbled on it. He didn't bite it, but he nibbled. And he let his true feelings come out. He used coded language. That opening line, dead giveaway, dead giveaway. When Jason Tatum said, there's a lot of things I wish I could say, but. Anytime you put but in there, that's a lot, right? He wants to say it, but he knows he can't say it. So he didn't say it, but he wants to say it. So he used a dog whistle. He is cantankerous. He expected the basketball scribes to vote for him and to give him a special order from 1-800-Flowers. And instead, he got a lump of coal. So reading the fortune cookie for Jason Tatum, all things are difficult before they are easy. Meaning, for those of you a little slow, maybe Tommy in Atlanta there driving his truck around, it means that if the Celtics do what they're supposed to and win the bling bling, Jason Tatum will be put on a pedestal and then the awards will come flowing towards him. Now you can wave a magic wand and all of a sudden you get an award, and you get an opportunity to get an award and all that. Now, page 2. Flip side, Cleveland was absolutely flummoxed in the late stages of this game, and they have now been excommunicated from the playoffs. Who's the fall guy for the Cadavers and their demise? So there are going to be multiple changes, but we are hearing that Coach J.B. Bickerstaff, who is related to former NBA coach Bernie Bickerstaff, but J.B. Bickerstaff's job is in serious jeopardy. Despite back-to-back playoff appearances, including their first playoff series win without LeBron since 1993, someone is going to be a human sacrifice. When in doubt, throw the coach out. Get out of here. Get out of here. So what's going to happen, since the Cavs were missing in action, many of their top players there chose not to compete, you're going to send Bernie Bickerstaff a nice gift package. Inside the gift package with a bow on it will be a Greyhound bus ticket. He will then go to the Greyhound bus station, and you will be giving him a one-way ticket out of Dodge. See you later. Goodbye to the land. The mistake by the lake. You're out of here. It is a players' league, we're told all the time. Coaches are disposable, and especially a guy like Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland basketball team, who has no patience. I know patience on the cutting edge at all times. Now, final point. With Bickerstaff hanging on by a thread, by the skin on his chinny chin chin, likely to be fired, another prominent Cleveland puzzle piece is said to be dabbling in some old-fashioned window shopping. Yes, the plot thickens around the Cavaliers. You know what happens every summer? Every summer, one or two big names has a hissy fit, and they want out of the city they're in. They want nothing to do with the team they're playing with, and they want to go somewhere else. Happens every summer. And we're heading into that period now with teams eliminated. We're almost down to the final four in the NBA. So how should the Cavaliers handle Donovan Mitchell's situation, because that's who this is about, Donovan Mitchell and his predicament. So my advice is to prepare for divorce court. I know the song said that breaking up is hard to do. Boots on the ground have been whispering in hushed tones that Donovan Mitchell is a camper. Not the kind of camper that's going to go to a national park. Donovan Mitchell is a camper, as in an unhappy camper. He never wanted to go to Cleveland. He wanted to go to the Knicks. But from what I've heard, he didn't even want to play for the Knicks anymore, because that's now Jalen Brunson's team. And even if Donovan Mitchell went there, it would still be Jalen Brunson's team, because the fan base has fallen in love with Jalen Brunson, even though he's from that part of the country. So he wants brighter lights. He wants a bigger stage. And I almost puked in my mouth, but everyone that I've reached out to says Tinseltown, that he wants to join the elite. The elitism of the Lakers. And so if not La La Land, watch out for something perceived to be more glamorous than Cleveland. So we'll see what happens with that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubelik. Reports this week claim that Coach K is a, quote, respected unofficial resource for the Lakers in their coaching search. Ben, do you think this report signals that J.J. Redick will be the next coach of the Lakers?
Let's see here. Who was one of J.J. Redick's mentors? Who was one of Coach K's favorite players? Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. So what I've heard is LeBron wants Redick, and the Lakers have to pacify LeBron. Otherwise, he's going to opt out of his contract. And they're all paranoid over there in Lakerland. If LeBron leaves, oh, my God, if LeBron leaves, that looks bad for the Lakers. So if he wants J.J. Redick, J.J. Redick will be a Laker coach. And good luck. That swarmy, arrogant SOB who never made a shot in key moments in playoff games while a Clipper. Next!
One NFL Network analyst recently claimed that the Pittsburgh Steelers actually have the best chance at supplanting the Ravens in the AFC North this season. Ben, is that crazy talk?
No, because Mike Tomlin actually sent me an email. They bought a time machine to go back when Russell Wilson was actually an effective NFL quarterback. So as long as that thing works, Coop, the Steelers are golden, man. They're going to be great. They're going to get the rust from the Seattle days, back when he was good. Next!
Jared Goff is the latest quarterback to get a contract extension. Who do you think will be the next? Tua Tagovailoa or Trevor Lawrence?
So if they're smart, all things being equal, who knows whether that's true or not, it should be Tua, right? Even if the Dolphins nickel and dime him, I still don't trust Tua can stay healthy. And it's not like he skyrocketed in the playoffs in that cold weather in Kansas City. He looks like your standard Jag, just a guy at quarterback. So if I was him, I would take the money and run from Miami if they offer him a contract. How did we do, Coop?
You passed this edition.
That is a win. You can put it on the board. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. It's now time for...
Time for... Well, hurry, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. It's Ask Ben. Your questions are answers for the rest of the hour. These are actual questions sent in by actual listeners. Use the hashtag AskBen. Hashtag AskBen. This is nothing like the mailbag that we do on the Fifth Hour podcast, which you still have a little time to get your questions in care of that. But this is Ask Ben, your questions, Ben and friends, for the rest of the hour. As we go splish, splash, and we pass the mic over to the Coop Dalu, Justin Cooper.
All right, this question is from I-40 Ian.
Hi, Ian.
He wants to know, have any of you, not counting Lorena, because she has a child... By the way, only person to spell Lorena's name right. Have any of you, not counting Lorena, ever changed a poopy diaper?
Yeah, I have a couple of times, but it was more of like, hey, you need to do it. I've watched my nieces and my nephews over the years, and they thought it would be funny to have me change a diaper. So yeah, I've changed a few, but not very well, by the way. And a kid poop, not... It's different than adult poop. That's a bold take. Eddie?
Never have, and no plans to ever do it.
No? Just for S and giggles?
No? No, thank you.
All right. Koopaloop?
Hell no.
Hell to the no. Okay. All right. Well, I have. Not that I wanted to, but I was like, I was told my sister-in-law and my wife said, oh, yeah, just change the diaper. Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks. Wonderful. All right, what's next? What do we have here?
I can't believe you agreed to it.
Well, yeah.
Double O Mexican wants to know.
Hi, Double O Mexican.
Have you ever gone skinny dipping?
Have you seen me, Coop? No, of course not. No. I want to wear more clothes. What about you, Eddie?
I, my younger, skinnier days, yeah, I did. Did you do that? Yeah.
Eddie, about that. See, I would. But my version of skinny dipping would be to wear all my swimsuit in the lake or whatever, and then take it off. What about you, Lorena?
Well, Ben, most of my bathing suits are so skimpy, you might as well think I'm naked, anyways.
Ah, there you go. You know, growing up in Oregon, some pond somewhere, just jumping for it.
I do want to go to a nude beach when I go to like Italy or something, though. I think that'd be fun.
I've been told
when you're in
you
Europe.
Really, I've been told you really don't want to go to a new beach. The people that show up there, you do not want to see naked. What about you, Koopaloo?
I think that's different in Europe. If you go to one like out here, that might be the case.
They got ugly people in Europe, too. They got ugly people there, too. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, many times.
Many times.
Many times, huh?
Yeah. For sure.
Do you have a pool in your play at your place?
I do not.
Well, that's not really skinny dipping if it's your pool in your backyard, Eddie.
I think it is.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I do.
I think there have to be people around that are not in your circle. And it can't
I
be your
would
backyard
disagree
pool.
With that.
You're wrong, Eddie. That's a bad take by you. Lorena, what do you think
well,
of that?
Well, I mean, even if you go to the river in Oregon somewhere, there's not probably going to be people around. It's just the fact that you're naked.
Skinny dipping is the activity of swimming while naked.
Yeah, it's just being naked.
To me, it is. You have
it doesn't
to
matter to you.
That's my show, Eddie. It's my freaking show. Those are my rules.
No.
And you know who agrees with me? Ferg Dog. He agrees with me.
Of course
he agrees with everything you say.
Let's pause for the calls. We'll have more of this feisty edition of Ask Ben, your questions, our answers until we fall off the wagon. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
And it is your questions, our answers for the rest of the hour. Back to the Koopaloo. People pointing out that I am correct. If you're skinny dipping in your pool in your backyard, who cares? But you got to be out in a place where somebody can spot you naked.
Wrong.
That's real skinny dipping. That's
wrong.
Not amateur skinny
wrong.
Dipping. That's legitimate skinny dipping
wrong.
If someone can see your twig and berries or your other privates. All right, what's next here, Koopaloo?
All right, the next question is from Ferg Dog. He wants to know,
hi, Fergie!
Are you a fast or slow eater?
I'm a relatively slow eater. I don't eat a lot anymore since I was a big heifer back in the day, and I've lost a... I'm still a big guy, but I've lost a lot of weight. So I don't eat that often. I try to enjoy the food when I eat. So I try to take my time. I'm not that fast. Eddie?
I am a very fast eater. My wife hates it. She constantly complains to slow down, and I constantly tell her, speed up. And she says, you're just going to have to sit there and watch me eat. And I'm like, that's fine. I don't care. I don't mind doing that. I'm not complaining, but she gets upset.
My wife's the same as you, Eddie. She eats very fast. And we have these odd situations where she's done eating and I am like midway through the meal.
Yeah.
And it's very awkward. What about you, Lorena?
I'm a horrendously slow eater, Ben.
Good.
Flavors are overwhelming, so I can only eat so much at a time.
Yeah. Absolutely. You got to enjoy the meal. What about you, Koopaloo?
I am a fast eater. I'm a very fast eater.
All right. Bad job by you. Ferg Dog says, as an unbiased observer, I agree with Ben's definition of skinny dipping. What's next? What do we have here?
King Rory would like to know, what is the worst smell on the planet?
well, that's a dangerous question. I've been told anything rotting is really bad. Any animal rotting, horrific. I think what's the worst smell that I'm drawing a blank right now. What's the worst smell? Nothing's coming to mind. I've smelled some really terrible things, but nothing's coming to mind. Eddie, what's the worst smell? What is the worst?
I mean, I haven't experienced it, nor do I ever want to, but I took a criminology class in college and had a sheriff that was teaching it, and he was talking about, you know, a body that had been...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I've
He
never...
said, yeah, they, like, opened the door, and you could smell it for miles, you know, and it gets in your clothes. You have to, like, burn your clothes and stuff like that.
I think that's actually a good thing, that when we die, we smell horrific, because it's hard to kill people and hide bodies, Eddie, because the smell. That, right? The smell's everywhere.
I suppose it is, yeah.
We should have our guy from Minnesota call up and give us an update on that. He likes the smell. What about you, Lorena?
Yeah, worst I got to go with the dead body smell, Ben.
Okay.
Even the freshly dead one.
Yeah.
Have you ever smelled that smell, Lorena?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I have.
Well, you go into a mortuary and they use that fragrance, but you can still smell the underlying smell of death. What about you, Koopaloo?
Well, I was going to pick something that I've actually smelled before.
Oh. Right.
So I'm going to go with cat urine.
Ew.
It's awful. Have you ever had a cat?
Urine's urine, you know.
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
It is. Mm-mm.
I would, it's not cat urine bad, but hockey gear is pretty bad.
Well, yeah, but in the context, it is the worst. Goaltender's pads smell. And I've been in every possible locker room situation, hockey locker rooms. with a close second to the NFL, but hockey. Yeah.
And there's nothing they can do about it because the professional leagues, they try to do everything they can to dry him out and all that, but it just, you can't, there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
You sweat in them, and then, you know, what are you going to do?
Certain players smell worse than others, Eddie. So it's a double whammy. What's next here? What do we have? It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers.
All right. Masshole Mickey would like to know. He said, what's up, crew? Do you like to eat cold refrigerated leftover pizza?
Cold refrigerated leftover pizza. I like it warmed up, so I put it in the oven for like 5 minutes or whatever. I heat the oven up and all that. So no, I don't like cold pizza. I prefer my pizza warm. What about you, Eddie?
I like pizza in any form, but if I have my preference, yes, I would throw it in the oven for 5 minutes and get a little toasty there.
Tastes a little bit. You can't put microwave. The microwave, the cheese, a little rubbery. Can't
yeah,
really do
true.
The microwave.
Yeah, I throw it in the oven.
Yeah, gotta go oven. Lorena?
Well, Ben, we just talked about Papa Murphy's the other day.
Yeah, I saw I sent you a photo in North Carolina. I saw
yes,
Papa Murphy's.
It was
yeah.
beautiful. I'm excited to go home and eat some in a couple of weeks. But I prefer theirs. And when you eat it the next day, you have to eat it cold. And it's like breakfast. You eat it cold the next day, and it's your breakfast. Okay. And you can't heat it up. It's not the same. You have to eat it cold.
All right. What about you, Coop?
I used to, when I was younger, be all about that, but now I always reheat it. And I won't even go microwave anymore. I put it in the oven.
You
gotta do it
old.
Right.
It tastes better.
Yes, it does.
In the oven, it just tastes better. What's next here? It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers, hashtag Ask Ben. If you like this, we do it every week. If you hate it, we only do it once a week, so who cares? What's next?
This one seems obvious, a cowboy killer, but I'm going to ask
Hi,
anyway.
Hi, cowboy killer.
He wants to know, can any of you swim?
Yes.
the music probably.
I got concerned there, Eddie. I thought, oh my God, what happened? The gremlins are attacking. No, I can tread water. I can swim. Yes. What about you, Eddie?
I can swim, although I am terrified of the water most of the time. It took me a long time to learn how to swim, but yes, I can swim.
Yeah, to me, it's more important to tread water than swim, and I know how to do that. Lorena?
I can doggy paddle with the best of them.
Okay, yeah, that's the key. What about you, Kupalo?
Yes, I can swim.
Yeah. Yeah, but you really need to teach kids how to tread water. That's the most important. You don't need to necessarily know how to swim, just so you don't sink. You don't want to sink when you get in the water. That's a bad thing. What do I know?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is hockey, hockey, hockey. And we puck the world with Eddie Garcia, Mr. Hockey, Eddie Garcia.
All right, thank you, Ben. In the first round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, we saw 5 of the 8 series wrap up in 5 games or less. Now, there were a pair of game sevens that kind of saved what was a lackluster first round. However, the second round is still going on, and we have yet to have a team advance into the conference finals. All 4 series are going at least 6 games. You've got the Oilers and Canucks. They're tied at 2-2. Only 2 Canadian teams still remaining in the playoffs. They've alternated wins, and each game's been decided by 1 goal. Story of this series has been goaltending due to injuries. The top 2 goalies for Vancouver are out. They've had to turn to rookie Artis Shelofs, who has held his own so far. And meanwhile, the Oilers bench their starter Stuart Skinner. They turned to backup Calvin Pickard in Game 4. He got the win in his first career playoff start, and now again, it's a best of 3. Game 6 in Vancouver on Thursday. Rangers lead the Hurricanes 3-2. Game 6 coming up Thursday in North Carolina. New York, the President's Trophy winners with the top record in the regular season. The number 1 seed in the East had won 7 in a row and were on the verge of a second straight series sweep, but Carolina has rebounded. They've won the last 2 games to stay alive. Stars lead the Avalanche 3-2. Colorado winning last night to stay alive and force a game 6 back in Denver. Avalanche are going the rest of the way, though, without their leading goal scorer, Valeri Nichushkin, suspended without pay for a minimum of 6 months after violating the terms of the league's player assistance program that he was in. He had 9 goals in 8 games this postseason, tied with Zach Hyman of the Oilers for the most this postseason. Last but not least, we have the Panthers leading the Bruins 3-2. This game has been contentious and controversial. The series, I should say. Game 3, Boston captain and agitator Brad Marchand punched in the face by Florida's Sam Bennett on a play that most thought was just a routine hit. The reverse angle, though, showed the next day, the video came out that Bennett intentionally punched him in the face and injured Marchand. He hasn't played since. Game 4, then Bennett, who wasn't suspended, center of controversy when he scored the the tying goal after he pushed Boston's Charlie Coyle into Bruins goalie Jeremy Swayman and then put in the loose puck. That's supposed to be illegal, but for some reason, the War Room in Toronto upheld the call on the ice of a good goal, and the Panthers go on to win it 3-2. Game 6 coming up on Friday in Boston, and Marchand may be back in the lineup for the Bruins in that one. In related news, Bruins general manager Don Sweeney held a press conference in response to the controversy officiating in the series, called for the league to have game officials or the league's supervisor of officials made available after games to explain why calls were made during the game. And finally, we still have coaching vacancies to be filled in New Jersey, Seattle, San Jose, Winnipeg, and Toronto. Craig Berube, former Stanley Cup winning coach in St. Louis, has interviewed for the Leafs, Devils, Jets, and Senators job, and Todd McClellan, the former LA Kings coach, has apparently interviewed for the Toronto job as well. And that is your Puck the World report.
All right. High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.